Blog Talk Radio.
Circles of Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson. I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson this morning, and we're your host for Oracle Friday. Yay! I wait all week for Oracle Friday, and today is just awesome because we have America's number one psychic, Michelle White Dove, visiting with us today. It's going to be fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. So, the queue is filling up. I want to give you the telephone number to call in. That's 914-338-0590 to speak with Michelle this morning. You will need to press number one. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you.
I want to tell our guests a little bit about you because you have just an awesome, awesome background. Michelle White Dove is a six-time author. She's a psychic medium and a futurist. She's a celebrity psychic, world-class medium, the first legitimate psychic to prove her supernatural abilities by being tested on American television. Lifetime TV named her America's number one psychic. White Dove's mission is to empower humanity as an enlightenment teacher and visionary. She's, like I said, a six-time author who actively works as a health intuitive. She's a psychic life coach, a spiritual medium, and a futurist. You may have seen her on HBO or The Today Show with Matt Lauer. Currently, she's on Dutch TV being featured with some of the world's top psychics and on Bravo TV's Millionaire Matchmaker as an expert in her field. So you want to be sure to tune in to Bravo TV next Tuesday on March 26th and on Tuesday, April the 2nd for Michelle's guest appearance. So, Michelle, that's quite an accomplishment.
Thank you.
So, you know, I just want to get a little bit of information about you as a futurist, because that really stuck out for me. And in particular, a quote from your book, She Talks with Angels, where you say that within this next decade, there will be a great shift and people will find themselves changing their existing viewpoints, their beliefs, their thoughts and values and intolerances. In fact, you say that everything will alter when we realize that if we don't change, that our ways, you know, as a race, as a human race, then that we will actually destroy humanity and the earth.
That is correct.
Wow. That is just amazing. You know, here on Circles of Prosperity, we spend a great deal of time in studying oneness that was transcribed by Rasha.
Yeah.
And they definitely talk about this is an unprecedented time in our history as humans, you know, on the planet Earth. What information were you receiving?
Oh, goodness. Where do you want to start? Well, we, you know, I remember when they talked about December 21st, the year 2012, ooh, the end of the world, you know, and
yeah.
I kept telling people, no, this is not the end of the world. This is, however, the end of man-made systems that no longer serve the people, where you're seeing people fall away, rather religion fall to the side, some of the social, political views. Let's face it, our man-made systems are flawed and are not working for the people. And as we're going through this ascension, which we're going through that now, and there's actually three shifts, it wasn't just December 21st, 2012. But we have another shift in 2014, and then we have our third shift in 2016. So it's very important that people spiritually wake up and start applying the universal laws and tools to their life, and not just saying, oh, this is what we know or what we believe, but more importantly, are you living it? Are you living your life like a prayer? Are you letting your higher self guide you? Are you honoring the law of karma? What we do unto others, we do to ourselves, hence tenfold. Mm-hmm. That's enough to keep me in check. I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to incur any negative karma for anyone, so I'm always about taking the high road.
Exactly. You know, Dr. Reggie, and he's not on the phone this morning, but Dr. Reggie always tells us, you know, if you don't know it, if you're not living it, you don't know it.
Amen. That's the truth.
It really is about living it. Everybody has studied. We've been through the Course in Miracles and, you know, all the law of attraction. We're actually teaching the law of attraction right now, but we're really teaching it from the standpoint of, look, this is your divine right, and now how do you deliberately create a reality that's bringing you joy, because our purpose here is to bring joy.
Absolutely. It's to bring joy and for us all to love unconditionally and to be loved unconditionally. Mm. That's the universal language, is unconditional love, but also the other universal language is math. And people say, why math? Because numbers equate to a certain vibration and frequency. You know, just like when they built the pyramids, which is still considered one of the seven wonders of the world. And what's also important for people to know is that we're given two birthrights. And one, God honors our free will. So it's up to us to make the choices, but God puts the right opportunities, the right people, and that's where it's important to go with our intuition and say, okay, this is put in front of me. This is divine intervention. My gut says take it. It's best for me, for my highest good and others. But also we're born with the right to co-create our reality. And we do that based on our intent and our belief system, which needs to be pure. And then it's our thoughts. Our thoughts are energy. They manifest. They reach a person, place, or thing. We're accountable for all our thoughts. And then it's about visualizing. And then it's about speaking it, invoking it into matter. Our words have such power. And then we get off our butt and we do the work. We go through the motion, the physical routine of it, you know. And it's really that simple. And I think people have been stripped down by society, whether it's religion or politically or socially or what they were taught when they were little or, you know, their experiences here to where they feel powerless or that they're governed by these man-made rules and systems. When all of us have the same, you know, we're all intuitive. We all have that Christ consciousness within us. We're all a fragment of the Godhead. And so we are all representing spirit, and we are those particles or fragments. So I always say to, you know, the people, what you're experiencing, God is experiencing through you, and everything is recorded.
Oh, my God, that is so true. Wow, you're just so in alignment with what we teach here on Circles of Prosperity. I just love it. So I have a few more questions for you so our audience can really get a feel for your energy and your vibration. As a psychic visionary, how do you receive your information, and how do you receive these visions?
Well, you know, I was born this way, so it's kind of difficult at times when you're born this way and you say to people, well, I was just born this way. This is what I do, you know. But I did have a near-death experience at 18 where I was clinically pronounced dead, and I talk about that in my first book, She Talks with Angels, which really put me on a fast track of doing what I do today, and yet still so much more work to do, where God showed me not only my short 18 years, but more importantly, the rest of my life and what I needed to do, what my mission statement was. Can you ask me that question one more time? Sorry about that.
How do you receive your information?
There's so many ways. Well, I you could say I'm clairaudio, clairvoyant, telepathic, but to make it very simple for the listeners, I see, hear, feel, smell, taste, and know, and one with Father, Mother, God, Holy Spirit.
Wow, so you have all the gifts.
I have all the gifts, and it's really, we all can have all the gifts. It's about fine-tuning it. You know, you can always say at any time to spirit and your support team of guardian angels and spirit guides, turn up the volume. Clock me over the head with it. Give me three signs that this is the right job or the right person. So it's also paying attention also, though, people often forget that when the body rests, the soul steps out. The body's resting because it needs that rest, but we forget that the soul wants to be free and that we're continuing to do work even in the spirit world that people think of it being the dream time, when we're really working out many things in the spirit world, whether that is some souls that are here right now are doing soul retrieval work. They're doing healing and teaching on the other side. You could say they're pulling a double shift.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're working out our fears in the lower astral realms. We get solutions to our earthly problems, premonitions, powwows with our guardian angels and spirit guides. So we all have these abilities. I'm not so special. Yes, I was born this way, but all of us are intuitive and have that Christ consciousness within us, and we're all a fragment of the Godhead. And I don't believe in segregation or judgment. Our Creator doesn't, so who are we to judge, or who are we to criticize, you know? This is everyone's on their own journey, but this is a very, very special time on the planet where, for the first time in the planet's history and evolution, where Mother Earth is shifting to a lighter version of herself, rebirthing, and humanity, a portion of humanity that chooses, gets to shift with her to what we once knew as paradise or utopia. When this earth was created by God, it was created in the first reflection of the first level of heaven called paradise or utopia.
Mm, it's a beautiful time. It really is a beautiful time.
It's a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at it this way. We finally get to graduate. So for those souls that are like, yes, I want to be here and see it and take witness to it, and I want to participate in it, this is graduation time. And it's a very, very special time for humanity and the earth.
It really is. So, you know, it's true that everything that we experience is going throughout the cosmos. It is allowing the universe to expand.
Yes.
And so I'm going to move this into my next question. How does holding a positive vision help the world?
Oh, my goodness. Because, I don't know about you, but, you know, there's always those Debbie Downers, I call them, our misery likes company. But when we're positive, first of all, it's very important. Spirit often says, be in the moment, because what's done is done in the past. So learn from that. Take those pearls of wisdom, you know.
Uh-huh.
But when we're in the moment and we're applying all these things, first of all, like attracts like, and light attracts light, the law of attraction.
Uh-huh.
The law of abundance is about giving and also knowing how to receive. I'm still working on that part. You know, we have so many where people are, they're either givers or they're takers. And it's really about being moderate, you know, keeping that balance. It's just really exchange for one thing for another. So it's important. It really all begins with us and taking personal responsibility for our house, meaning our vehicle, our temple, and also the way we love. I love when people point fingers or flip the script, so to speak. We have to take accountability for ourselves and be responsible for ourselves and be fully in the moment, present, giving it 110%, being joyful, being grateful. And wherever you are in that moment creates your next moment, and that leads to minutes, and that leads to hours, that leads to days, that leads to weeks, then months. And then time is really, then you're even outside of time and space, as most human beings have experienced it. And I'm sure you're even aware of this quickening, how everything is happening so much faster, and we're able to manifest now at a much more rapid rate.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to instant manifestation. Actually, I would say that it is, you know, that I am experiencing that right now.
I was going to say, I'm experiencing that. I know you have to be experiencing that. So we got to be careful what we think, because that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, there are many people that say, I can't, and this, and all this negative mind chatter. And I say, well, as long as you keep worrying and fretting, you're only creating the very thing that you're worrying and fretting about.
Yeah.
Instead of stressing and fretting, how about praying and hand it over to God, because God's solutions are far greater than what we could possibly wrap our brain around. So it really has nothing to do with the ego or intellect. This is our higher self.
Right, absolutely. So what are your tips to create a positive future? I think we've kind of touched on some of them. But for an individual and maybe in their family, do you have any specific tips for them?
In creating our future?
A positive future, yes.
Well, first of all, it starts with self. So you know, what people don't realize, I find that a lot of people are looking outside of themselves to fix that, you know,
mm-hmm.
or to fulfill that void that's within them. And what they don't know is it's just really about going within to that Christ consciousness. Many people, I find, don't feel they're worthy of that. And it also begins with loving thyself unconditionally. And how can we love others if we don't love ourselves first?
Right.
You know, so it really begins with us. And not only cleaning up our house, and literally our house as well, you know, getting our house in order, but taking that personal responsibility and learning from the past, being in the moment, knowing that we are co-creators. And, you know, again, these universal laws apply to all of us. And that's what I love about our creator, equal opportunity. There is no segregation or judgment. So it's really about doing the work. And that's what I address in She Talks with Angels. That's like basic 101. And then when they go to Angels Are Talking, that's more advanced, talking about, you know, what we're doing in the heavens and so forth. But really, everything that we've talked about in the beginning of this interview really applies to all. And also, I'm finding that it's very important that people come into forgiveness. Because if you cannot forgive, then that's like, you know, you're giving that person a piece of you. You're letting them take that power, and then you're angry and you're bitter, and then that void is even that much bigger. And so forgiveness doesn't necessarily mean that we condone what that person did. But if we look back and say, okay, why did they do what they did? Maybe they are here to teach me that lesson of forgiveness. Maybe mm-hmm. I can love them so much that I can look past that and learn what the true lesson is there and mm-hmm. forgive them. We really forgive people more for ourselves. And
yes.
when you know that you've done that, you're no longer bitter. You're no longer, you're really just neutral. You don't wish them ill will, you know, you just bless them and you move on. You learn from that experience and you say, okay, I got that lesson of forgiveness. What I love about lessons is once we've learned them, we don't have to play them out again. What I love about karma is once our debt is paid, we don't have to pay that debt again. So,
wow.
you know, this applies to all of us, all of us.
Oh, my goodness. Well, those are wonderful words of wisdom. And I hope that people take note to it, because we are responsible for the life that we're experiencing.
That's
and if
right.
they, I tell our listeners every morning that your thoughts and your words are your magic wand.
That's it. That's good.
Yeah.
I like that one. That's
yeah.
well said.
Okay, so listen, our queue is filling up. I want to give people a chance to call in. The telephone number is 914-338-0590. We have a lot of people who want readings. I don't know if we're going to be able to get to all of them. Michelle asked that you have one specific question, okay? No general readings.
Amen.
You need to have one specific question. And also, you need to give your first name, and you also need to give your birth sign. Is that right?
Yeah, no, I'm not interested in anyone's biological age, just your sun sign, Taurus, Aries, Capricorn. Kind of sounds like the 80s, remember? What sign are you? Yeah, that's
okay.
it. Just the name, where you're calling from, your sun sign, and very, I mean this when I say specific question, the more specific you are with spirit, the more specific the answer is. And especially in prayer, that applies as well as in meditation when we listen.
Amen. I have Dr. Reggie on the line. I can't find him in the queue, though. He's probably way down. Because I know he wanted to say hello to you. But I will. Let's go to our first caller, and I'll hunt for him.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I just want to let everybody know, I'm sure you know, Cynthia, but I'm very much a straight shooter. So for those that are calling and those that know me, I just get, you know, I'm not, the ego is not in the way. Spirit gives it to me and I give it to you just like I receive it, because, again, they know what we need better than we do. And a lot of times they'll even warn us to say, listen, this is what's going on, but if you do this, you can change it. And as people are on the line and they have their question, If I answer it, if there's anything else that comes to me, I'm not one to hold back. I'll give that information. But please, guys, for the listeners, when you ask, know you shall receive. What we want and what we need, I find, are sometimes two different things. And also, if I don't know, and you probably don't get too many mediums or psychics that say this, if I don't know, it very rarely happens, but I'm not an all-knowing oracle or omnipotent. Sometimes that's a very good reason. It's divine timing. You're not meant to know. Or maybe I'm not making the connection, but I'm not one to make something up. There's no room for ego in this, so I wish more mediums would step up to the plate. And if you don't know, just simply say that versus making something up, because there's no integrity in that.
Okay. Well taken, well taken. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Hello, Cynthia. Hello, Michelle. It's an honor to speak with you today.
Oh,
this
thank
is Susie.
You, dear. Okay. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia, and my sun's sign is Sagittarius, the Gemini rising.
All right. And what's your question, dear?
I would like to see if you could pick up anything on I keep trying really diligently to draw this love partnership relationship in for me, and I would like to see what you see with that.
Well, I have to be honest, dear, right now I'm not seeing anybody around you of any great quality, or that would be what I would refer to as a long-term relationship. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And what Spirit's telling me also, and you seem a little foggy, so your energy is a bit scattered. And when we scatter our energy, we put a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there. What happens? We only get a little bit back in these places. You understand? And you also have to think about divine timing. Spirit knows that you're not ready, that if even they brought in your knight in shining armor, he wouldn't be able, or you wouldn't be able to hold that space in place now. So you have to trust in the universe and know that it's there. But I can't tell any tales, nor will I. It's incurring negative karma. It's about you right now spiritually waking up and applying these things that we're talking about. And also knowing that the person that comes into your life will honor this with you and hold the same vibration and not take you off your path. Because you're not looking for a relationship. That's what I'm glad to see, that at least you know what you're looking for, what you want, what you don't want. That right there is a start. You've already learned that the hard way, right, from your past. So,
that's right. I want a partnership.
Exactly. So Spirit doesn't want to bring somebody in that's just a, oh, you're here to learn another lesson or a karmic debt. You've already done many of those type of relationships. So
yes,
this time you've been very specific with Spirit saying, I want that true partner, that soulmate, or that type of connection that I can have long-term for the duration of my life. And I'm not picking that up this year, I have to be honest with you. I don't see that happening until you really meet, quote, the one, until next year. And that has to do with your own growth spurt as well. So, no, it's about divine timing. So when that person comes, you'll be ready to hold that space and place with them and have a long-term happy relationship. So don't give up on it. Just trust the universe and know that it's about timing. And it's more next year than this year, dear.
Okay, so it wouldn't be anybody that I know right now?
No, remember I said that I don't see anyone around you here. Meaning in your life right now, that is that knight in shining, to, let's say your king, prince, however you want to put it, that's going to hold that space in place with you. You haven't even met this person yet.
Okay. Well, that's very helpful. Thank you very much.
All right, so just hand it over to God and trust, because don't worry, you're not going to spend the rest of your years alone. So please have peace about that.
Yay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, honey. God bless.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. This is Jill. Hi, Jill.
Hi, this is Jill, and I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay, where are you calling from, Jill?
Illinois.
What's your question?
Okay, my question is I came from an extremely dysfunctional family. Being the youngest, I suffered a lot of abuse and trauma. It's been keeping me stuck in my life after all these years. How do I heal myself and move on?
May I have your birth sign, please?
Sagittarius.
Sagittarius. Well, what I do love about you is whatever you're thinking, you say.
Yes, I do.
There's no filter for you. You think it, whoops, out of the mouth comes. And a lot of people, you know, they don't know what to do with it. They're like, holy smokes, you know, somebody just told me the truth for once. What I like about you, too, what you're thinking, what you're saying, and what you're doing, all three things line up. So you're fair, you're square, you know, you're real. How's that?
Yes.
Now, you do have a lot of work, and when I get into your energy, what's going on, honey, with your throat, upper respiratory, and heart, the upper part of your body?
I don't know.
Because I can even
nothing
hear it
right
in
now.
Voice. Okay, there's no smoking, right?
No, I do smoke.
Uh-huh, exactly. And how do you think that's going with your throat and your lungs and your upper respiratory? Not so
well,
good.
Well, eventually, probably, it's going to take its toll.
Well, it's already taken its toll, and when I look into your lungs, I see gray and cloudy and foggy. So I know you like your cigarettes. You've been smoking a long time. But if you could just make a conscientious effort to cut back, you find as you cut back more and more, you won't even need it. Because, honey, it's creating a problem with the upper respiratory. Make sense?
Okay.
Okay? And I don't want to see someone like you have to, you know, endure something like that. So you have the power right now to nip it in the bud. And, you know, the body can rejuvenate itself. There's not one part of the body that can't. Every part of the body can rejuvenate itself. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, you need, one, you haven't come into forgiveness. You haven't come into the wisdom. You haven't also learned the lesson with your family. You really checked off all the boxes, didn't you? You really picked
yes.
the tough lessons. You picked forgiveness. You picked the lesson of the illusion of death, rejection, loss, abandonment. Right now, it's also about you learning to forgive yourself. You were a victim, not the criminal. It's about you learning to take care of yourself, love yourself unconditionally. Because if you can't do that, then how do you expect someone else to come in and love you unconditionally if you don't love yourself unconditionally? You have to get out of the past and be in the moment and learn from that and move away from that. Did you ever think maybe that you were born into this family to break that cycle of abuse and dysfunction, the dysfunctional type of behaviors, so it didn't cross over and go on to another generation? Sometimes we will incarnate into what you call your blood, right, your family by blood, to stop this pattern from recreating itself. But right now it's more about you getting your own healing, dear. And we have to heal you. You have to heal emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Otherwise, it will physically manifest within the body. Do you understand?
Yes, I've already gotten cancer once.
Okay, so then let it not happen a second time, right? And the
so
first
how
time,
do I do? What do I do to help myself?
Wait. The first time, this is in the lower sexual reproductive area?
It was my breast.
Okay, female area. I'm getting both, so hear me out. The lower sexual reproductive area and also the breast, which is also where your upper respiratory is, and the heart. So you're carrying a lot of that pain within the upper part of your body, and you haven't released it. My goodness, honey, you need a whole session. We can't
yes.
do this over the phone, and we're on radio. But I would tell you to start there. And also, I would really highly recommend that you read She Talks with Angels. It's an easy read. It gives you the universal laws to apply, the tools, and then you can do the work. But if you don't know what those laws and tools are, how are you going to be able to do the work, right?
Yes.
And that's what, you know, inspired me to write these books, because so many times doing radio or things, you don't have time to go through all that. And there's so much great information on any of my sites, especially MichelleWhiteDove.com. Free information, blog, people that can go, and you can learn so much there. But I got to take you back to basic 101 spirituality. That's why I'm recommending She Talks with Angels. And also, when you get the chance, get the counseling that you need. Well, I would prefer you getting the counsel more from an Eastern holistic spiritual point of
right.
view versus Western, because to be honest with you, honey, they're just going to give you medication, you're just going to be numb. You see
right,
what I'm saying?
I agree.
And then that doesn't fix anything. It's like putting a Band-Aid on our
I
wound.
I agree.
Does the wound heal? No, we just put a Band-Aid on it. You've already done that. So you know where I am, you know who I am, you know how to get in touch with me, but you really need to sit down. You deserve that. Give yourself that, because you need the counseling, dear. And I can't do that in 5 minutes over the phone and radio. You understand?
Yes.
And even if, you know, I make myself available to anyone in any income bracket, whether it's an event that I'm doing where I speak and I give messages, mini readings, whether it's on radio, whether it's the books on the sites, private sessions, there are many ways that you can get to me, and also information, as I said, that's free and available. But please start with that. Check out the information on the sites and get the first book, She Talks with Angels, because that will give you a jump start to know what you have to do with more clarity. But you also need a counseling session, all right?
Thank you. Thank you so much. You were right on the money. Thank you.
Okay, slow down your roll there with smoking, all right? Remember, those are your months. Okay. All right, God bless
you, honey.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay, let's move on to our next caller. That I know, just loving yourself is so important. You know, we just don't think that, a lot of people don't think that we're worthy.
Exactly.
Oh, but,
but if God thinks that we're worthy and loves us so much that God even gave us a support team to help us get through this journey as painless as possible, as gracefully as possible, I mean, it's important that we utilize that. And I don't know about you, Cynthia, but my best friend really is God and my support team.
Oh, most definitely. My best friend is God.
Oh, amen.
Let's go to our next caller. This is Debbie calling. Debbie, where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Georgia, too.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Georgia's hot today. All right.
Yeah,
hi. I would like to ask about my dad. He's gone through some things, and he's in the recovery phase. And how well do you see him recovering from all this?
Okay, first of all, you're from Georgia, Debbie, right?
Yes.
And what's your birth sign, dear?
Yes, Aquarius.
You Aquarians, you always beat to your own drum. There's very few of you, but I love you. Okay, and you're asking about Pops, right, your father. What's his birth sign, please?
He's December 29th, so I guess that's Capricorn.
Oh, yeah, stubborn, hard-headed, uh-huh. Yeah, well, I want you to know this. He came very close to death, which I'm sure you're aware of that. And thank God they gave him a second chance, or you can call it an extension. Sounds like our IRS, right? We're filing for an extension. So you have more time with your dad. But he has a multitude of health issues, and that really tanked him and put him flat on his back. And I see that you were there and assisted him, correct?
Yes, me and my sisters have been his little warriors. And
no,
my little
more like little angels. More like little angels. Taking care of him and doting on him. That's very nice. I love to see a family unit like that. But I get a couple of things with Dad. The first thing that came to me was, what's going on with his heart, honey?
That's actually what they did work on. They put a special valve in his heart.
No, they replaced the valve in his heart, but they need to make sure the arteries are clear too, because if this isn't checked, thank God they checked it, they fixed it. But even as I'm in your dad's energy now, I get this tightening in my chest and my heart. So we got to make sure, you know, if he complains about any chest pains or tightening or going down the left arm, that's where you immediately pick up the phone and call 911, or it's time for Dad to go back to the doctor's hospital. Because, you know, this is still going to be an issue. He has to really, really take care of this, because it's something he's going to have to watch for the rest of his life, because the heart's already taken a blow. And it's a muscle, it's weak. So I don't want him to have to suffer from a stroke or heart attack. So thank God they've nipped it in the bud, but it's something that you got to keep your eye on, okay?
It's hard to tell with my dad, because he doesn't experience pain like most people do.
Well, you know what it is he's built up a tolerance to pain. He's like a trooper, and he doesn't like to complain.
Right.
He's old school, honey. He's prideful, regal, stubborn. You know, he doesn't want anybody to take care of him, even though you guys have been so great. He feels like, I'm the dad, I'm the father, I'm the man, you know. And so let's just be grateful to God and his own support team that you have your dad still here, because that was really a close call, I got to tell you.
Wow, I kind of knew that, so I called in everybody.
Well, prayer is a powerful thing. And continue to pray for him. And make sure that you've said everything you need to say to him, and you spent the time that you've want to spend with him, and that you have closure. I'm not implying that he's going anywhere yet because they gave him an extension. He wasn't ready to go yet. He had an opportunity, but he said, I'm not done. So God is good and God is great that they even spared his life. But we still have to keep an eye on his heart, okay?
All right. So I'm hoping that, well, he's at rehab right now, so is his recovery going to be slow but sure?
It will be slow, but it will be. He'll recover. So just, you know, listen, it's going to be slow, and I don't want him getting stressed out and doing any heavy work, that kind of thing. Everybody needs to baby him, pray for him, love him, but he will recover slowly but surely.
I just want to make sure I wasn't babying him too much.
Well, he's very prideful and regal, like I said, so, you know, just honor him when he says, I'm good, you know, honor that.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome, honey. God bless you.
And bless you, too.
Thank you. All right.
Alrighty, then. I'm switching between mics, and sometimes I'm talking and my mic is off.
Where are you, Cynthia?
I'm here. So I get a little slow. The queue is so full. I have a caller, Bill. Are you there? Bill, area code 828.
Hello.
You there? Hi.
Yeah. Hey, Michelle. It's Bill.
Hi, Bill. How are you, honey?
I'm in Florida, and I'm an Aquarian on Valentine's Day. Major health challenges last 4 months, to the point where I didn't know if I'd be on the planet or not. And it's been an interesting ride because I've gained so much from it. But without saying too much, I'd like some input from you before I say anything else.
Okay, so what? Just narrow in on the question again for me, please.
Health issues. Last 4 months has been a real siege.
Okay. Seems like your immune system bottomed out there. No immune system means you're wide open and susceptible to anything. Hold on. Oh, gosh. I don't know. I feel like sometimes the angel of bad news or messenger, so don't shoot the messenger. What's going on? Why am I hearing that nasty C word, cancer? What's going on here? They're showing me the red and white blood count. And when they show me the red and white blood count, this is a serious illness that you've been going through.
It has been. I don't have a colon, so. But
okay.
The illness.
But they took it. They took. Is this what they're showing me? The red and white blood count and using the nasty C word. So did they find cancer in here, or they just had to remove
it? Not yet. It's been E. coli and UTIs. It's been kidney stones, you know, and incontinence. It's been...
Okay, I need them to check the prostate, the testicle, and the colon area, because that's all connected to the stomach area, the smaller, the larger intestines, the stomach. And you're still having problems with the stomach, correct?
Not the stomach. It's, like you said, the swollen testicle, the kidney stone, the
okay.
E. coli is raging after 5 different antibiotics. So
but that's because your immune system bottomed out, like I told you, honey. When our immune system completely tanks, again, we're wide open and susceptible to anything. And then it makes it that much harder if you're trying to address these issues. Then what happens is you're still kind of trying to struggle to keep your head above water. You know what I mean? So really,
about
what you have to you have to rebuild your immune system, and you know you need acidophilus is great. It pumps up the immune system. Eat any candida and yeast. And also, what I would recommend to you is peptide. Peptide is a synthesized version of crocodile and shark. If you actually go to my official website, MichelleWhiteDuff.com, there's a link there on the links page for peptide. It's something that saved my life more than once, and it helps to build your immune system back up naturally. You understand? And you can't just take one cycle of it. And let me put it to you this way. It's so good. The FDA made me pull it down from my site. God forbid that we have an easy answer to keeping our immune system going because, again, that's another system and racket, and that's a whole other thing. I'll leave it at that. But you get my point, right?
Right.
So you need the peptide. You need the acidophilus. You need to take...
I'm doing colloidal silver. I'm doing acupuncture.
That's great.
B12. eating alcohol and food.
But we got to get your immune system up, and the only way we're going to do that, honey, is through the peptide, the acidophilus. Also, I'd like you to eat organically.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Perfect. But you will find, once you even take one round of that peptide, you will find not that fake kind of energy, that caffeine kind of energy, but you'll go, oh, my gosh, I feel like I can climb the highest mountain. And what it does is it reboots the immune system. And once we get your immune system up and running and get this the red and white blood count balanced, you're going to be okay. You can come out of this clean. I mean, they've already taken your intestines, like you said, but I still got a flag.
Well, that was back in when I was like 21.
Yeah, but wait a minute. I still got a flag, though, on you. I still have to say to you, I won't sleep tonight. The testicle, prostate, colon still needs to be checked.
Yes.
I'm not joking.
Yeah.
Nip it in the bud while you can.
Yeah.
Along with building up the immune system.
Well, that's why I'm going to doctors every week. And
yeah, but that's the doctors. The doctors aren't going
to
say, hey, take peptide. This is a synthesized version of crocodiles and sharks, prehistoric, what still exists today, right? So, and it's holistic, and it's something that truly works. I was in the islands working with people hands-on, and I was even vaccinated, which I don't even believe in the vaccinations. They're not really good, even though they say they're mandatory.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they're awful for you. Long story short, at 37, I got the mumps. Well, I went to the hospital. They sent me home to die. And guess what saved my life? The peptide. Because, like you, my immune system had bottomed up from chronic fatigue, and then that's how I was wide open susceptible to the mumps. Long story short, it saved my life. And I wouldn't have it up on my links page if I didn't fully believe and know that it works.
Okay, so I would go to your site and see the link to peptide.
Yeah,
is
I get no money from it. Wolf Clinic.
Is that something I can get over the counter?
No, you can't get it over the counter, but you can get it through Wolf Clinic. They don't bother you. Just call up. You tell them what you need. All the information is there, love. And get the acidophilus, the largest in the quantities.
I've got it right here, Michelle. I just
all
got
right,
a whole
cool.
bottle of it. Yeah.
And then also,
the
also what I love, Manitech, the company, it's global. They don't bother you either. They have great products that will help your tummy. The amber toast is 100% aloe. It's good for the kidneys, save my kidneys, liver, and stomach. Also your skin. You can get it in pill form or powder form. It's completely natural, and it's relatively inexpensive. And also the Glyso Bears are all your fruits and vegetables with aloe. Even if you ate healthy, you still wouldn't get that because our food's corrupt. A lot of it's hybrid. It has so much. Oh, that's a whole nother interview, or that's a whole nother thing in itself. And all these things I'm telling you, I personally take and endorse. And the Glyso tablets are all the minerals and vitamins that you're lacking with aloe. And you just take two or three, and you don't even have to break them down because you chew them. So they're like $20, I think, for a bottle. So please go to that. That's also on my site. I mean, on my website, the link page.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
You know what? You're a trooper. I love it. You have a great I love the way your mind is. You don't give in easy. So manifest it. You can do it, and I know you'll get yourself you'll get yourself in a better place.
Okay, thanks.
All right, God bless.
Wow. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back.
The Open Mind Center is your all-inclusive home for instructive programs, wellness services, and products intended to heal your body, nourish your soul, and awaken your spirit. The Open Mind Center provides wellness and bodywork services such as yoga, massage therapy, energy healing, intuitive consultations, reflexology, and hypnosis. We also offer classes and workshops and house a holistic gift shop and bookstore, a tea room, with free Wi-Fi and a meditation room. At the Open Mind Center, we offer such a vast array of classes, activities, and services. You can meet all of your holistic health and spiritual wellness needs right under one roof. Less traveling for the body, more journeying for the soul. conveniently located at 1574 Old Alabama Road in Roswell, near the Holcomb Bridge exit on Georgia 400. Visit our website at www.theopenmindcenter.com or call 678-243-5074. The Open Mind Center, a place to be, a way to be.
Okay, so we're talking with Michelle White Dove this morning. She is a six-time author and America's top psychic. Michelle, you're on tour now.
Yeah. What else is new, right? Always. People go, where do you live? And I'm like, out of hotels and suitcases, but I'm not complaining. I just want to say for everyone that's listening, I'll be on Millionaire Matchmaker March 26th at 10 p.m., and that will be on Bravo TV. And it may even go into also April 2nd because it's the finale. Also, I'll be in Palm Beach that Saturday, April 6th, with a lecture with messages, What's in Store for You. I will also be in Miami, Florida, Saturday, April 27th. I'll be the keynote speaker at the 5th Annual Holistic Globe Healing Arts Festival at the Miami Beach Convention Center. I'll be speaking on messages from above with audience messages. You can go to holisticglobenetworks.com for more information to get your ticket in advance. I also will be touring in Sydney, Australia. That's May 16th through the 19th at the Sydney Mind, Body, and Spirit Festivals. I'll be doing readings, lectures, and stage works with Harry T. That's also a wonderful medium himself.
Wow. And you're going to be in Lilydale in July.
Yes, thank you. I will be back in Lilydale in July, and I'll be doing a lot of charity work, but I'll also have my own events, and I'll be doing private sessions and many other things that I can't totally let out to the public yet.
Oh, okay. So, listen, what's missing here is you appearing here in Atlanta. We're in Atlanta. Have you been to Atlanta?
I have, actually. I used to go through there quite often, but I got to be honest, I haven't been there in a while. I guess it's time to go back to Atlanta.
I know. We need to talk about that.
All right, then.
Okay, so listen, I want everybody to know that to follow Michelle White Dove's events and check out where she's going to be. And if you want to travel to see her, go to her website, which is michellewhitedove.com. We're going to go ahead and try to pick up another caller right now. Good morning, Virginia. Vicki from Virginia.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Michelle. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Yes, my name is Vicki, and I'm a Sag. And my question is, there's a lot of changes going on at work and trying to figure out how will that affect me.
Well, I have to be... Your sign again, please?
I'm a Sag.
Sag. What I'm seeing here in your workplace is that they're cutting corners, they're cutting jobs. Somebody's come in to sort of change everything around that you haven't seen that person or that head or voice yet. So I'm seeing a lot of changes within the workplace that's causing you to be quite stressed out and nervous about your position. Hold on here. Yeah, they're definitely cutting corners. But, you know, you're good at what you do, honey. And if you just stay out of the way or other people and just do your work and focus on what you're doing, you can keep your job. Because I feel like you're concerned about your job if you're going to lose it or not.
I am, but I'm also thinking that, you know, I'm ready for a change. I'm kind of sitting on the fence with that.
Well, being that you're sitting on the fence with that, you know, you can play it safe and stay where you're doing, stay with what you're doing now. But as you're doing that, go out there and look for what it is, another opportunity, another workplace, and do something that you love. Because when you do what you love, you're good at it. And when you're good at it, you're successful and you're joyful and it's a lucrative and it's abundant and it's a wonderful ripple effect. So I know you want to play it safe. So while they're creating all these changes in the workplace, it's a bit unsettling. Now this is your cue from Spirit to start looking where you want to go and what you want to do. So by the time you want to do that, you can just simply merge There's no, there's no, oh, goodness, I don't have a job now, I got to go out and find one. This is spirit giving you the green light. Now's the time to go and find that other place or whatever it is you want to do that your passion is or where your higher, your intuition guides you. That's what you need to do.
Okay, awesome. Well,
and
thank
you already
you
know it.
I know. I'm just looking for that validation maybe.
Well, you got the validation from Spirit. They're giving you that little window like, all right, here's a sign now. Go out there, put your toes in the water, take that first step, and you'll be fine, honey. Because
great.
This really has played out for you, and I feel like you just want to say, this isn't my past. I'm done with that. I'm moving on to bigger and better things.
And you're right on, 110%. This is exactly how I feel.
Well, then, see, the divine timing is perfect. God's giving you the enough time to set up for your next adventure, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. God bless.
God bless you, too.
Thank you.
Wow. Next caller is Richard from Wisconsin. Richard?
Yes, hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Richard. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, my sign is, I'm a Virgo, and my question is, do you see my music leading to a career? And I'm also asking that because when I'm practicing, I regularly feel somebody touch my hand. It feels like somebody's sitting down beside me, and at times it feels like I've just stepped through a spider web.
Okay, you're kind of sound like mumbling to me, so give me your sign again, please. Virgo, right?
Yeah, Virgo.
Virgo, Richard,
yeah.
Where are you calling from, love?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Okay. Can you just bring that down and give me one precise question so I can answer it?
Yeah. Do you see my music leading to a career?
Okay. Fair enough. See, that's simple. I love that. Well, right now, I mean, you've always wanted to do this, I feel. And you also write your songs, don't you?
Yeah, I've started to do that when I'm practicing. I regularly hear lyrics.
But you're playing instruments and you're writing, correct?
Yes.
I was going to say, please check me if I'm incorrect. Really, I'm just the humble messenger. And that's an art. I mean, that's a skill that you write, you play instruments, and you want to sing as well, correct?
Yeah, I do that some, yeah.
But I feel like you're not quite fully comfortable with that yet, the singing part.
I like playing my guitar more than the singing part, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, I'll just be one with my guitar, and they can listen to that. You're like, somebody else can be the front man. To be honest with you, it's something that I feel like you're just coming into. It's been a great love of yours, but it's like you need to network that a little bit more and start getting out there more, doing more events, more gigs. How can I put this? Be more business savvy. Anyone that's in the arts, sports, I call that, or in the media, or whether it's music, dancing, singing, acting, modeling, whatever it may be, it's something that, one, you got to feel like you own, you got to be confident, but it's like a merge with you. I just feel like this has taken a little bit more time. You're not working it enough in the business aspect. Us, you know, people that are very creative are great at creating. They love what they do, but sometimes they fall short on the business part of it. And this is the part where you got to get out there and you got to get maybe somebody that can help you in this to get you gigs and get you events. And, you know, you start really getting out there. And have you thought about even recording?
Yeah, I was figuring around November I'd start putting some stuff out on my YouTube site.
Well, there you go. So I kind of see you just playing around with it and getting more comfortable with it. And really, I don't see you really rocking and roll with it until next year, in all fairness. But I would implore you to do it because I know you love it, and I just need you to get a little more comfortable with yourself and your own skin doing it, and then you'll find that people will just flock to you. So think of it on a business level as well, okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do have a couple of friends that are in the business that are, like, one's an agent and several are professional musicians.
There you go. And that's what you need. You need an agent, or you need someone that says, hey, I am a manager, this fan or that, or a PR person. You gotta work it more so from the business end because you have the talent. You're writing, you're playing instruments, you can sing. So it's not for lack of talent. It's just word of mouth and getting out there and being seen. Make sense?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it does.
All right. So follow your dream, my friend, because we're here to live a dream, so why not dream big? The sky's not even the limit.
Yes, so true.
You know, don't limit yourself and don't allow others to limit you. Be your authentic self.
Yes, yes, I will. Yeah,
right.
I'm even looking at moving back to L.A. area. So
I do see you moving back to that area, and you'll do much better in that area.
Yeah, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to getting back to the sunshine.
Yeah, no, you know, it's in L.A., California, yeah, definitely. That's a definite move for you, and I feel like things, you'll be more comfortable and things will really take off more once you're back there.
Yeah, that's what I feel too, yeah.
Okay, so you got a little bit of time, so master it, have fun with it, and get your duckies in a row and go. And remember, sky is not the limit. This is a dream, so let's dream big, okay?
Yes, yes, I will.
All right. God bless you, honey. Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Our next caller is Dr. Reggie. Hold on one second. Let me get his mic on.
Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you, dear?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good.
I am in Georgia, and my birth sign is Pisces. And I do holistic ministry kind of work and other things too outside of that. But my one question is, in terms of the futuristic things I want to do, there are many, but I think I need to hone in on something. And if you can just tell me exactly what I should be doing in the future.
What you should be doing, well, part of it you are doing. One, you got a great voice for radio, I got to tell you that.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You have a great presence. I see you, it's funny because Spirit's showing me you behind a podium. You know what I mean? When you're up there speaking to crowds. And I feel you're very inspirational and very spiritual, and you motivate people, and you have the right words. You articulate. It's like Spirit gives you the information, and you go with it, and you trust it. And it's not just preaching. Do you know what I mean? It's not
exactly,
like man-made religion,
true.
Right? It's spiritual, and so it's about you really reaching the masses and helping the people, not only through your speaking events or venues or radio, but I also implore you to write.
I've done that, and I still want to do that. I'm working with you, amazing, because I'm doing that right now. A book called The Transdimensional Mind.
Oh, see, this is going to be great. This is going to fly off the shelves. And I'm going to already tell you right now, you're going to write more than one book.
I've written three.
But I see you continuing to write and people wanting it. And I see you being one heck of a frontline soldier for God as a light worker. And, you know it and you love it. And it's like as that crowd lightens up, you even light up more. And they listen to you. You know how to work that crowd, and you know how to move them,
Thank you so much.
They're at. So you're
right on track,
honey. You're right on track.
Okay. Thank you so much. So get that book finished. Okay. I've been told that just like that, too, with the voice.
Yeah.
Didn't tell me, get that book finished. You've been nudging me, so you're right.
Yeah, get it done, because light workers are so needed, and you are a light worker, and we need to get that out there to the masses so everybody will spiritually wake up. So we can have that.
Okay, talk to angels. You're right about that.
Yeah.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. Thank you. God bless.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Wow. Thank you so much for doing that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Let's go to our next caller. Area code 714. You're on the air.
Hello, Michelle. This is Loopy. Hello, Cindy.
Hi. How you doing, Loopy?
Where are you calling from? I'm calling from Peoria, Arizona, and my sign is Leo.
Okay, love, what's your question?
About a mate.
Okay, so you're asking about your love life?
Yes.
Okay, and your sign again, please?
Leo.
Leo, ruled by the heart. Okay. Hold on. First of all, the people that you have around, I don't see anything going on with your love life right now. So if I'm wrong, please correct me.
It's correct.
Okay, thank you. And I have to be honest. I can only be honest. You're not ready. Bottom line is you're not ready. And
that's true.
And I, you know, wow, I'm glad you're taking it very well. Most people would not take that so easy. But it's like Spirit's like telling me she is not ready. You're not ready to hold that space in place. So this time is really allow this time for yourself to align yourself to these spiritual truths, the universal laws and tools, and start applying them. And you need to step in your power, because I don't think you're even clear on what you do want and what you don't want from this love, from a partnership. So if you don't even know what you want or how you want it, then how is that going to be created? You're sending out mixed messages to the universe. So you really need to spend some more time in prayer when you're talking to God. God is our best friend. You can tell God anything, and God already knows. And more importantly, time in meditation, because you have a hard time making up your mind about anything, to be quite honest. You procrastinate. Your energy scattered. And the meditation will help to fine-tune you to listen to whatever Spirit is giving you, which is solutions to your earthly problems, guidance on all levels. And it's really about you just spiritually waking up and finding out what you want, how you're going to go about it. Because where you're at right now, I feel like you're a gerbil in the cage. Where it begins is where it ends. You're just spinning your wheels, baby. Make sense?
Yes. Yeah,
so,
and I have been doing meditation. I have been starting doing that.
We'll do more meditation.
Okay.
And also try to prioritize and organize, you know. Make a list of the most thing that's of the greatest urgency. Okay, number one, I'm going to start that, finish that. Then you get that sense of completion and satisfaction and that fulfillment within. And then you move on to the second thing and the third thing. So it's very important for you to clarify what direction you're going, where you're going, what do you want. Because remember, Spirit honors your free will, and you are a co-creator of your reality. You can take this journey and go as slow as you want or as quick as you want to go. It's up to you. Okay, but you're just simply bottom line. Spirit's like, she is not ready. So that's why there's nobody in there, you know, in that house of your love life. But it's not
that's
to say
true.
It will be empty completely, okay? So that's down the road. We're jumping ahead, going into your future. Right now it's about you getting your house in order, all right?
That is very true. That's what I've been focusing. That is true.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're doing it. So try a little harder, give a little more than what you got. It goes a long way, all right?
That's true. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, honey. God bless.
Okay. God bless. Bye.
So, Michelle, I'm going to take a question from the chat room, which is absolutely full right now. her name is Shanice. She's a Scorpio with an Aquarius rising. I don't know where she's calling from, but she says that she studies the psychic arts, and she wants to know if she is on the right path and doing this type of work. And she's calling from Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Okay, so her question is more regarding her spiritual. Is she on the right path?
Right.
Okay. Honestly, I feel like she's just starting to find her way, and it's very important. I often say this, and I'm not being hard, I'm just being honest here. We should not be concerned or involved with people's opinions, assumptions, conclusions, and perceptions, including my own. Only one thing that counts and matters is going directly to the top and getting the truth, which are the facts from our Father, Mother, God, Holy Spirit, and our support team. And what I want to say to this person is never bow down to darkness and never engage in it. If you're going to do this, believe in these things and say you believe them and know them, then you need to live them. And you live your life like a prayer, starting out with the one natural law of what we do unto others, we do to ourselves. What we reap is what we sow. What comes around goes around. And I find that this person is sort of like at a crossroad. Okay, which way do I go? And I feel like there are other people trying to mislead her. And you got to take the high road, or as the Native Americans would say, the red road. So I feel like she's just starting to get okay. But, again, that Christ consciousness is within you. we're all a fragment of the Godhead, so please take it to the top and stop going outside of yourself looking to fill that. That's the message I have for her.
Wow. That's a great message. A great lesson. It really is. Let's go to our next caller here. This is Antoinetta from Philadelphia.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
It's my pleasure.
I am a Virgo.
Okay.
My question is, can you please give me a time frame of when you see Danny contacting me regarding a place to live or to move into my home?
Well, Mercury's in retrograde right now. You do know that, right?
Yes.
And
we are in contact and we do talk.
Right. Mercury in retrograde affects all communication. And it's not just Mercury in retrograde, but other planets are lined up in Mercury as well. So this is a double whammy, is an understatement. Really, at the second week of April, it goes direct, meaning there's no shadow. They say the end of this month, but I always give it a two-week shadow.
Okay.
This person, so but like, just get down to the business. What is it that you're trying to ask me about this person directly?
I wanted to know when you see him moving in my home.
He's procrastinating. He's trying to line things up. He is not fully committed to that yet. Hold on. I'm hearing around summer. So this is
okay.
March, April, May, June. So we're only talking, you know, okay, summer. Summer's what? June, July, August. There you go. So it's around that time, summer, that he comes in.
Okay, because I know he's having a hard time.
He is.
Where he's living with his stepdad. He's not working a job. I feel like he's in a big ocean, and I'm trying to throw him life jackets, and I'm trying to be there because I know what he's going through, even though he's not telling me. I can feel that.
Yeah, he feels very divided, and this is like, you know, he's like, oh, my goodness. He's trying to make everybody happy when he really needs to save himself. So,
right.
You know, as I said, he's procrastinating it, but Spirit's guiding him. Have faith. He will come and move in, but it's around summer. And listen, know this, even with me saying that, as us being human beings that have the two birthrights of co-creation and free will, he could say, oh, summer, I'm going to make this happen sooner. You know, light a fire underneath that butt and get him to go, you know, sooner is better than later. Because
he hasn't even approached me about moving in. I just have that gut feeling, and I did send him a text message today and said, you know, I'm here for you. If you ever need any help or whatever, just let me know.
I would wait a little bit longer, like once, you know, Mercury goes direct, like the second week in April, reach out to him again and say, listen, I know you're going through a hard time. If you want to stay there, if there's anything I can do to help you, and then reach out again, okay, because he's really torn, and he's trying to make up his mind here, and we do have to honor each person's journey. We don't have to, but it is their journey. It's best that we do honor it, because I find that other people don't like other people telling them how to live their life and what to do. Fair enough?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So give him a little time and space. He'll come around, but I see it this summer.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, Michelle, you're ready for another call, or you want to take
a break?
We're
on a roll. Let's keep going.
Okay. All right. We're going to area code 973. You're on the air. Hello? 973?
Yes,
hi. What's your name?
I'm sorry. This is Robin. I'm Aquarius, and don't mind the congestion. Really not feeling well right now.
There's a nasty flu is going around everywhere. I can tell you. Even when I was in Dubai, came back, Key West, wherever I had been in the last few months, this nasty flu is going around.
Yeah, it's a cold. It's sinusitis, and I had it at the tip of an earplug in my ear.
Oh.
Like from a headset. Yeah.
Right.
I'm just wondering why I keep having so many starts and stops with my career. I mean, part of it is I have bipolar, and I've had a long time of depression, Right. And I haven't figured out what I've been able to do, but I've also told people at work about it. So I think I've kind of been, like, self-sabotaging it.
It was, honey. I hate to say this to you, but it's the truth. You're your own worst enemy, you know. And people, again, they'll take something and they'll run with it. Not everybody's mind is clean and pure. Some people's minds are in the gutter, to be honest with you, and they love to jump to conclusions or assumptions. That's why I said that. So that did work against you. Now they're thinking you're nuts, you know. And it's not that. You understand your own, let's say, health issues, being bipolar. And being bipolar, you don't have that chemical balance that you need. You're also on medication, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I suggest you do not just cold turkey that, because then you're going to have a breakdown. So please don't do that. If anything, you know, wean yourself off. But the problem is you're so, what's the word I'm looking for, cloudy? Okay,
mm-hmm.
Think about it. When we're on meds, especially type of meds that you're on, it creates this cloudiness where it's hard to make any decisions, or rather, you're asking yourself, is this the right decision that I made for myself? And you don't trust that due to the medication, and it's hard for you to find your inner voice, that voice of intuition.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I'm so afraid to go off of the medicine.
No, I'm not saying cold turkey and go off the medicine, because I know that you would not be okay doing that. I know this is a diagnosis that's actually accurate. A lot of times it's not, but in your particular case, it's accurate. But, you know, putting that out there to other people, honey, that's only going to hurt you versus help you, okay?
Yeah, I finally think I learned that one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay for them to say they have cancer and open up to me in many different ways, and then I feel shortchanged and, like, I have to reciprocate, and I tell them about myself and, like, you know, don't tell anybody, but...
But
you know,
that's not the way it works. Gossip, you know, I've never been a big fan of gossip. Truly, I think it's a sin. You know, by the time one person tells a second person, then it's a third person, it's a completely different story, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's best that you just don't throw that out there to people. You're only hurting yourself, honey, okay? And it's really about you getting your house in order. And, you know, you've tried all the Western techniques. Have you ever tried the holistic spiritual Eastern approaches, that type of counseling, spiritual counseling, also that type of healing, spiritual healing, you know, I find that this would actually be better for you than just a doctor constantly giving you meds and saying this is a lifetime condition and commitment and you're limited and this is all you can do. And this is why you go through these bouts of depression as well. So if you're going through a bout of depression, it's hard to make any decisions, isn't it? Because you're, you know, you're so far down the rabbit's hole, you can't even see the light at the end of the tunnel, right?
Yeah.
And I don't feel like you have people around you that are very, you know, supportive of you or good for you. So, again, it's important who we surround ourselves with, because they're a reflection of us and we're a reflection of them, and they influence us and we influence them. And so it's like you need to find a better group of real friends. You understand?
Mm.
And sometimes it's not even blood. They say blood's thicker than water. I say spirit's thicker than blood.
Mm.
Meaning that we find that connection where people truly see you for who you are instead of putting you down, want to give you a hand and help you up. Make sense?
Mm.
And I'd also tell you to start off with reading She Talks with Angels. She Talks with Angels. I think that you'd find it very simple read and also something that you can apply to your life and be very helpful for you.
Well, what direction should I take with the career? I mean, because
right now
I have a master's,
honestly,
and I'm a janitor.
It's not even about you taking a direction in career. Don't do that again. Right now it's about you working on yourself, holding this job, and then when you get yourself to a better place, then you can move jobs. Because I feel like you do want to get out of there.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's kind of a negative environment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But if you, instead of being the victim, right, and coming from the victim martyr role, step into your power and come into that warrior mode. And you know, hold your head up. Keep that chin up. Smile. Be confident. If they want to act like that, just bless them, smile, and keep on walking. Don't even engage. Don't bow down to darkness. Don't engage and feed it. Don't feed those monsters. Because a lot of those type of people, unfortunately, you have to forgive them. They're ignorant. Is they like to put people down to feel like they're putting themselves up. It's a false sense of ego.
Mm.
And gossip, what people love, the blah, 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 blah. And then, like I said, by the time the stories go around, you know, people don't even really know who you are. And no one should judge a book by the cover. They're not even looking at you, your soul, your heart, your mind. Because I feel like your intent is pure. You're just now finding your way, though.
Mm. Oh, it's about time.
That's right. It's about time. And through the again, through the grace of God, all things are possible. So I would tell you to start doing the spiritual work, praying, meditating, paying attention to the spirit world, which is the dream time, expressing gratitude to spirit, giving thanks for signs and confirmations that this is the right job or the right opportunity, whatever it may be. Again, please start with She Talks with Angels. You'll find that it will be very helpful, very easy read, basic 101 spirituality.
Oh, there we go. Okay. All
right.
Right
now, I don't see you leaving your job, to be honest. You're going to buy yourself some time there until you get into a better space and get out of that victim martyr into that warrior mode and then go to a different place. All right?
And that'll be a better place when I do go to somewhere else.
Absolutely. And when you do go there, remember, keep that to yourself, okay?
Yeah. Will this be in education or will it be the state or do you see it private?
Sorry. It looks more private, honey.
Private. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Private.
All right. Thank you so much, Michelle. I love your work.
Thank you. You're welcome, honey. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Wow. So many people to heal, huh?
Oh, yeah. We need more light workers up and running.
I know. It's just amazing. We're going to go to Allison in Colorado.
Hello.
Hi, Allison.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you, dear?
Fine. Before I pose my question, I need to clarify about Mercury retrograde. It went direct on March 17th.
It's not, though. Other planets are lined up. And trust me, I've done my homework on this and also got it from the top. It's the second week in April, everything goes direct.
No, I'm speaking only of Mercury retrograde, which went retrograde in February 23rd, as I recall, and then went direct.
Right. It's always a month that it's in retrograde, but then there's a two-week shadow before that and after that.
But it is direct, yes. But it is direct.
Right, and that's not counting the other planets that are still in Mercury, so.
Anyhow, wanted to correct that. I have a really big life transition happening right now. I'm unemployed, not by choice, so I have been looking for work and not had anything really come my way. I'm wondering whether this is, I'm considering an out-of-state move, and I'm sensitive to the timing of that, whether or not this is the right time to make this, and it mostly in April. It would not be right away, but it would be sometime in April. And I also am looking for a new place to live because I have to move from my current residence at the end of the month, and I have not found a place to go. So things are just really very challenging, to say the least, right now.
Okay, it sounds like a mini reading. So can we narrow this down to one question, please? I can tell you this. I do see you moving. And I do see you moving from Colorado, you said?
Colorado right now, yes.
Yeah, no, you won't stay there. You'll move.
Is April the time? Is April in the divine timing to make that?
In the divine timing, yes. And I do see you moving, and you're right. You're in a major crossroad of changes in every aspect of your life.
Yes.
And that's from, you know, your love life to your health to spirituality to your career to your family and friends to where you live and what you look like. And that's called a shaman's death. And that's something you've already been going through, and you're trying to wrap it up within this year. And I really do feel by the end of the year, no later than going into the beginning of 2014, you're on your way. You're flying like a birdie. Fly, fly, butterfly. So you're good to go, and it's definitely not in Colorado. You'll make the move. When you make the move, that's a transition. Then you'll change, you know, your job, so obviously everything will change within the move, and that's really, that's the what we call, that is the process of elimination right there. Once you make that move, everything else falls in place.
And April feels like the right time. I'm looking at Utah, by the way. So April feels like the right timing to make that move to Utah?
Yes.
Really?
But I would wait until, again, I hold my ground on this regardless. And by the way, I'm not an astrologer. I know the basics, but I do know what I need to know. And I'm not a fan when Mercury goes into retrograde just because I'm in communication, and communication is a key factor to everything. I mean, it could be that soon, honey, or you could even prolong it, but it's like Spirit's trying to light a fire underneath your butt to go, all right, now it's time to move on to bigger and better things. You've done what you've needed to do in Colorado.
Right, that's kind of what it's feeling like. I just don't know if it's going to get any better than this.
No, actually, I'll be honest with you. It's not going to get any better, hence why you need to move.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
I'm here, just a little slow getting my mic on. we have probably time for one more caller. This is Erica. Erica from Rhode Island.
Oh, hi, Cynthia. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you, dear?
I'm good. So I'm a Capricorn sun sign.
Okay.
And I heard you mention in the beginning of the show about people doing a lot of work while they're sleeping.
That's correct.
I've always loved bedtime, so I'm just wondering what I'm doing while I'm sleeping, what work I'm doing.
What you're doing, actually some soul retrieval work and some healing. So it's like you're pulling a double shift. So let's say you've had 6 full hours of sleep or 8 full hours, you wake up and it's kind of like jet lag, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you're like, wow, gosh, I thought I got that 6 hours, about 8 hours. But there's something I would tell you to do so you can be more aware of what you're doing in the dream time, which is actually the spirit world, and this applies to anyone that's listening. Take a glass craft of water, not the stuff out of the faucet they're trying to kill us with. It's just stuff. There's some truth to that, though. And put it next to your nightstand where you will, you know, where your head is, where you sleep. And put a journal also next to your nightstand. And right before you go to sleep, thank your subconscious mind for graciously moving over and allowing your higher self, tell spirit, you're giving spirit permission and your support team permission. I want to remember where I'm going and what I'm doing in the spirit world. Now remember, if anybody takes sleeping meds or you're drinking till you pass out or you take sleeping pills so that you can sleep, you're going to be foggy and you're not going to be able to recall a lot of the information. Prime time for the spirit world is from 2 to 4, 3 o'clock, the witching hour. And always pay attention to when you wake up, and especially if the dream's very vivid and lucid and you wake up, it's because they want you to be consciously aware of it. But what happens is many of you guys go, oh, I got it. It's so clear and real that I'll go back to sleep and when I wake up in the morning and I'll remember. And do you remember? No. So, again, you want to keep your glass craft, refresh it nightly. Don't freak out if the water gets a little murky, cloudy, gray, or dark. It's doing its job. It's a scientific fact. Water is a superconductor. It taps into the spirit world. It's a spiritual truth. Water is a conductor. It taps into the spiritual realm, brings clarity, detoxes, a multitude of things. So refresh it nightly. Keep your journal there. Address your subconscious. Thank it for graciously moving over and allowing yourself to remember the soul retrieval work that you're doing in the spirit world, the healing that you're doing in the spirit world, along with a multitude of other things. And do this for 2 to 3 weeks consecutively. You have nothing to lose. But please remember to refresh the water. And don't be lazy. If you get up in the middle of the night, instead of, you know, fixing the pillow and getting up, getting a glass of water, going, doing everything but, okay, where was I just at in the spirit world? What was I doing? And then even when you wake up in the morning, everybody's in such a big hurry. Jump out of bed, get ready, got to run off. Lay there for a few minutes and go, okay, where was I just at? What was I doing? And as you start to journal this and write this down and you even look back at it, you'll see that you got premonitions, things that have come to pass that you were aware of. Messages, again, solutions, so much information. Again, it's a doorway to the spirit world, and you'll find that that will help you greatly. It's something that I do myself and that I teach.
Wow. Thank you.
All right.
Sounds great.
All right. God bless you, honey. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
All right.
Wow. That's just amazing. Listen, I want to remind people that they can visit your website at www.michellewhitedove.com. If they'd like to book a private reading with you, Michelle, do they do that online or do they need to call your office?
So they can just simply call the office. Or some people actually go through the Internet, but it's just easier to call the office, and my manager will take care of it. Her name is Shante. She's lovely. My California number is 310, area code 350-5370. My Florida line is 954-435-5564. You can just go to any of the sites, MichelleWhiteDove.com, Facebook, fan page, YouTube, Twitter. It goes on and on.
Wow. Okay.
And all my appearances are usually posted there, so whether it's radio or wherever I'm touring or whatever events or books, all of that information is on all the sites.
Okay, that's terrific. We have really enjoyed having you here. I'm going to try to squeeze in one more caller. If they promise that they'll just ask one question.
Exactly.
Area code 561, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. One question.
Okay, one question. Michelle, I had lost my white sapphire earring a few months back, and I've been trying to find it, and I was hoping that maybe you could help me.
But you lost it in the house, correct?
Well, I'm not sure. I remember having both of them in, and I was brushing my hair. And
no, it's in the house. You haven't lost it. You just haven't found it. It fell off, fell out of your ear, and you just haven't looked for it. It's in the house, honey. It's not gone. You haven't lost it. No one stole it. You just haven't come across it. And you know who's really great, as corny as this may sound, but it's true, who helps us to find these shiny little things that love shiny little things? In Ireland, Scotland, we would say the fairy kingdom. Try to say that in the States, so I say the earth angels. It's really the elements and the elementals, which truly is the fairy kingdom, but, again, I call them earth angels. Native Americans refer to them as animal totems. But just ask them, or rather claim it, thank them for helping you to find it, even if it shows up where it wasn't, as long as it shows up in a place that you can find it. They're very good about that, retrieving small things. Sometimes they'll take it and they'll even give it back. But you'll find it. It's in the house.
Wow, because I have looked everywhere. I've moved all my
furniture. Yes, but pray, and thank spirit, the divine intervention, and the elements and elementals, and say, I don't care where you put it in the house, as long as I can see it, I thank you for retrieving it and giving it back.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it is in my house.
It is in the house. If
thank
it wasn't, I'd tell you, I'd say, listen, it's bye-bye, it's gone. But lucky for you, it's in the house.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Well, I think that's really going to be about it because I invariably, you know, I have such a big heart. I want to squeeze one more in because they've been waiting for so long. But that person will have all the drama. And
yeah.
So I will always pick the wrong person, not the quickie. So we're going to just call it, bring this broadcast to an end. Michelle, it has just been awesome spending time with you today.
Thank you.
And you have been such a blessing. I hope you will take the time to come back and visit us again
Sure. It's my pleasure. Thank you for that.
Okay, I just want to remind everybody you are going to be on Bravo,
Millionaire Matchmaker.
That's going to be this Tuesday, next Tuesday, March the 26th, and also on April the 2nd. And it's really been fun, really, really fun.
and also, for anyone that's listening, please go to my official site or any of the sites. You'll find a lot of information there that they can even utilize in their everyday life. And if you don't mind, I just want to remind people, Palm Beach, Saturday, April 6th, lecture with messages, what's in store for you. Also, I'll be in Miami, Florida, Saturday, April 27th, the keynote speaker at the 5th Annual Holistic Globe Healing Arts Festival at the Miami Beach Convention Center. And I will be in Australia, May 16th through the 19th. Thank you so much, Cynthia, for today.
Oh, we really enjoyed it. We really enjoyed it. Thank you. Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. And God bless.
God bless.
And God bless everybody's listening. And now I'm saying goodbye.
Alrighty.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you. You've been listening to Michelle White Dove, who visited with us here on Circles of Prosperity. And this show was sponsored by the Open Mind Center in Roswell, Georgia.